Today on the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
Anything that's a proven training philosophy that builds upon those principles will be around forever.
Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym.
Turn my headphones up!
Let's eliminate the will to win and think about the will to prepare to win.
That's how winning is done.
It's about being a great teammate. It's about being accountable to one another. It's about being tough. It's about doing the right things for each other, but it's about doing it every day.
Hi, this is Jay Billis of ESPN. You're listening to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show. I'm sweating already.
Thanks for tuning in to our effort to bring timely, relevant microclinics to coaches all across the world. Today's show is brought to you by Dr. Dish, the most game-like training machine on the market. This is Rich Sislowski, and if you've been with us for the last couple of episodes, you know we are dedicating this week to putting our host, Alan Stein, through a four-episode series of interviews in a variety of subject areas. In the first two episodes, we discussed his background and his social media strategies and philosophy. Today, we tackle what he is currently best known for as we discuss the performance training world. So you've been in the performance training industry for the last 15 years. What was it that helped you shape your philosophy? I mean, was there one specific thing or something in your background that helped you shape it? Or was it just kind of learning as you go type of thing, or a combination of the two?
It was a combination of everything. I know that I first fell in love with the performance side about junior year in high school, wanting to get myself in the best shape. And looking back on it, it was a little bit of both. One, I wanted to perform well for basketball, but two, as a 16, 17-year-old junior in high school, I wanted to look good for the girls. So getting in the quote-unquote weight room, and at that time, bench pressing and doing curls, I was all about it. At the time, there were not very many resources on improving performance. So I was learning through magazines like Muscle and Fitness. So when I first started, I was doing very much bodybuilder part by part type workouts. Now, thankfully, I always did everything with impeccable form. I always did everything with the appropriate amount of load or resistance. So I was doing things the right way, but it wasn't until I met a guy named John Philbin, who was the strength and conditioning coach for the Washington Redskins at the time, that changed my entire philosophy on we're not building for aesthetics, we're building to improve performance. And it was really cool because at that time, I thought I knew everything. I'm like, look, man, I've read the last 2 years of Muscle and Fitness. I get it. And he said, you know, if you give me one summer, this was the summer after I graduated high school, before I was going to go play at Elon. He said, if you train with me this one summer, I guarantee that I'll show you how to improve your performance in less time and much more efficiently. And for whatever reason, I put my ego aside and said, okay, I'm going to trust this guy. And that summer I had better gains than I'd ever had. And his philosophy was brief, infrequent, intense training, meaning a limited number of exercises, limited number of sets and reps, but you go as hard as you possibly can. You rest a day or two and you come back and you do it again. And I really gravitated to him because I got the results for me as a player. And I showed up at Elon day one in the best shape of my entire life. So after that, then he started turning me on to some of the books and at that time VHS tapes that he had watched, and some of the clinics and resources. And this type of training was called HIIT, high intensity training. And that's really what started my philosophy for the first few years. And then I started to learn from other folks in the performance world, whether they were football strength coaches, basketball strength coaches, or whatever, just keeping a very open mind and surrounding myself with people that got it and had done this type of stuff. So it really went from a training program just to build muscles and look good to a training program based on function and how can we reduce injury and improve performance on the court.
Obviously, it's an industry filled with fads and trends and things. What things have you kind of seen stay consistent throughout, or what things would you say aren't going away anytime soon, I guess?
You know, and it's the same for basketball. I mean, the fundamentals of the game of basketball have not changed in our lifetime and won't change. Now, the way that you approach those, some of the innovative ways that you can teach those to get kids to buy in, that stuff will always change. But I mean, at the end of the day, I've learned, especially for athletes, your body weight's the most important thing. Being able to handle and control your own body. So being able to do correct push-ups and pull-ups and lunges and hold plank positions, that will always be the foundation, and that's not going to change. Once you've mastered being able to control your own body, then you've earned the right to add external resistance. So now you can pick up kettlebells and medicine balls and use bands and dumbbells and so forth. But the foundational principles of proper movement with great form and technique, and these are the major functional movements, your pushes, your pulls, your lunges, your squats, that's not going to change anytime soon. And I think it's the fads that try to skip over the basics and the foundation and try to find a way to shortcut that. That's why they're fads and they won't last. Anything that's a proven training philosophy that builds upon those principles will be around forever.
So you've been doing this for 15 years. You're still in incredible shape, obviously, for a 40-year-old. No one's going to confuse me for your body double anytime soon, that's for sure. But as you get older, there obviously needs to be a transition plan from you being on court, actually demonstrating and doing things. What's the plan so that you're not a 75-year-old out there trying to teach people how to do hip swivel exercises?
Yes, absolutely. Well, the plan is twofold. One, I still feel like I have so much to share, but I want what I'm sharing now to be more cerebral. I want to share the Pure Sweat basketball training philosophy, but as you just mentioned, I don't need to be the actual person demonstrating that stuff. So first and foremost, I'm looking for young, hungry, passionate performance coaches that remind me of myself 10 years ago. Folks that live and breathe this, that care about serving athletes, that are passionate about basketball, but have an equal affinity for the performance side and improving performance and reducing the occurrence of injury. So I'm looking for folks that remind me of myself 10 years ago, and I want to start grooming them to be the next wave of coaches that are the ones on the court and doing this. You know, I believe in everything and being proactive. I do keep in good shape myself, but I realize that if my body is my instrument, if anything happens to me, if I were to blow out my knee or get injured, then that limits what I'm able to do. And as I get older, no matter how good a shape I try to stay in, the chance of that happening increases significantly. So this is more of, and I'm not acting like I'm retiring, but me doing less and less on the court is a proactive way of making sure that I control when I step out of doing this. But, you know, I plan to serve the basketball community and the performance community for a long, long time. I just need to find somebody else to be on the court doing it.
So let's talk about that. Obviously, we've started a new performance division at Pure Sweat, and
yes,
it's kind of been in the works for the last year, and we're just now starting to really push for it. Bringing on new performance trainers into the network, so to speak, at Pure Sweat, you know, first, what can you offer a young performance coach who's just starting out that comes on board with us?
Well, fortunately, Chris Gorez, and many of you may know him on social as Trainer Gorez, is one of the most brilliant performance coaches I've come around. Chris and I are around the same age. He does the pre-draft work with Drew, so he's unbelievable at what he does. And we've kind of teamed up to be able to offer, and with him and I together, collectively 25 years worth of experience in the field. So first and foremost, I think we can offer not only the philosophy that we've been developing for that 25 years, but the experience. And, you know, we're practitioners. We've been in the field. I mean, the first 6 to 7 years of my career, I trained 7 days a week. I mean, the moment high school kids would get out of school till 9 o'clock at night, I was training players. So, you know, you kind of look at the Malcolm Gladwell 10,000 hours. Chris has put in our 10,000 hours of training, and boy, have we learned a lot. We've learned what works. We've learned what doesn't work. And our goal is to be able to pass that expertise and experience to the next crop of performance coaches. You know, as I mentioned, a guy like John Philbin took his experience and shared it to me as a young 18, 19 year old. I want to be able to do the same thing. So first and foremost, is offer that. I also believe that, you know, the foundation that we've created at Pure Sweat, we have relationships and we have opportunities and we have things that we can offer someone that wants to be a part of our team that they cannot get anywhere else. I mean, for even though Drew does everything on the skill side, to have a performance coach go down and watch Drew's pre-draft training and see how meticulous he is in his preparation, that every detail matters when he's working with his players, as well as he's doing film to the chef they have cooked. Like, there's so many things that just being a part of the Pure Sweat family, again, I mean, I know I'm heavily biased, but I don't think people can get this anywhere else.
Yeah, and so in terms of your involvement, as well as Chris's, what do you envision the mentor relationship looking like for the new Pure Sweat performance trainers?
Well, we're going to have a pretty rigorous vetting process, and we say that because we want to make sure we have the right fit for our program. And really, the right fit is going to be based more on their ambition, their goals, and their passion. It's not really what they know right now. We feel confident that we can teach them and educate them on the performance side of things. I mean, I have the humility to know I'm not undermining the industry, but I'm not curing cancer here. Like, it's some basic foundational principles on how you train a basketball player, but they're things that can be taught and refined if they're willing to invest in their skills. I'm looking for quality people, people that love basketball, people that love serving, especially young people, and that want to make a difference in the game. And if you can bring those type of people, Chris and I feel very confident that we can educate them on what they need to be a great performance coach. And we would also hope to be a stepping stone. Like, it, I actually find it attractive if a performance coach came to me and said, Alan, I'd like to be an NBA performance coach one day. Awesome. Chris and I believe we can help you get there quicker and more efficiently than you can by yourself. Let us be a stepping stone where we train and teach you. You serve our players and our coaches, and then we will wish you well when you go on to the next level.
With that mentoring process, with what you're going to offer to these guys that come on board, how will that differ from, you know, you obviously give away a ton of great content on social. What will be different for these guys that come on board that you're not giving out to the masses through your social channels?
You know, the training philosophy will be out there. You know, we just released some performance products that share our philosophy, and they share the drills and the exercises. So that, I want to be out to the masses. Someone that's going to be a part of our team, now they're going to get the personal relationship. They're going to get the personal mentorship from everything from, this is how I balance a family life to work life, to this is how I've handled stretches of very rigorous travel, to here's the best way for you to actually hone your craft, to here are the personal resources that were the pillars of my philosophy and foundation. So it's going to be much more on a personal relationship. Chris is huge with the education and the development. So Chris will kind of come up with the X's and O's of what they need to learn, and I'll kind of be the guy that handles the relationships and the day-to-day. And I want to not necessarily be on call, but I want them to know that I'm very available, that when they're going through struggles or they're having questions, that they can reach out to me. I mean, one of the main benefits I believe we offer is they're going to have unfettered access to me and to Chris to help them in any way, shape, or form, whether it's marketing their own services or, you know, hey, we've had a rash of ankle injuries with our team. What do you think I'm doing wrong? Well, let's sit down and look at what you've been doing, and maybe we can make some tweaks. So it's a lot about Chris and I making sure that we're very accessible to them on a personal level, and that's definitely not something we offer to the masses.
So, you know, you've described what it is you're looking for, what type of a trainer you're looking for. If I'm a trainer, if I'm considering this, if I'm thinking, hey, you know, maybe this is something I could do, sell me on it. What things, you know, what would you tell someone who's trying to decide if this is for them or not?
I'd say, what are your goals? What is the end game you're looking for? And I don't mean when you retire. Let's just look at the next 5 years. If you could be anywhere in 5 years, where would you want to be? Do you want to be running your own business? You know, have your own training facility? Do you want to be the next performance coach for the San Antonio Spurs or maybe for the Duke Blue Devils? You tell me what it is that you're trying to achieve, and I'll tell you if I really believe we can help you get there quicker and more efficiently with our help. And I'll be very honest, because if I don't think that we can, then it won't be a good fit. And it doesn't serve me or Pure Sweat to bring on someone that's not going to be a good fit. But we also recognize we're not bringing on people that are going to work for Pure Sweat for the next 30 years. This can be a stepping stone. And as long as both parties are very honest with what they bring to the table and how they'll add value to Pure Sweat, or in our case, how we'll add value to the trainer, then it's an open and honest relationship. So for me, it starts with what do they want out of it? And I'll tell you if Pure Sweat will serve them.
Outstanding. So if you're a performance trainer out there who likes what you've heard and thinks you're a good fit, go to puresweatbasketball.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and click the Apply Now button to fill out our performance trainer application. That'll close episode 3 of our 4-episode series. In the final episode, we'll talk about what is on the horizon for Alan as he tackles an entirely new challenge. Until then, let's get back in the gym.